Why are genres important? I mean, they're only arbitrary categories that publishers and booksellers use to sort books, right? So why is it important to understand them as a writer? Why can't you just write a good story and let the genre fend for itself? I've heard many writers make this attack on genres directly, but I've also seen writers make this attack on genres indirectly because they don't study genre. This sort of tactic may seem to make sense. After all, it's pretty tempting to just focus on writing a good story without regards to genre. However, I don't think that's very practical in today's literary environment. There are two reasons why you need to understand genres. The first has to do with publishers. Simply put, publishers are looking for books that are set in a specific genre. Now, you may not like that, but if you want to get published today, you need to understand genres so you understand what are the right publishers and literary agents to be pitching to. Why do publishers care so much about genre? Well, that leads directly into the second reason that genres are important. Readers like reading books that are set in specific genres. While many readers do read widely across several different genres, many readers also only read one or two genres. And so if you're writing for that kind of reader, you need to understand that reader's genre well. In this course, we're going to do three things. We're going to explain the basic principles of genre, we're going to survey eight different genres and how to write them, and we're going to discuss how to mix genres effectively. That's a lot to cover in one mini course. When you know what genre you're doing, you're going to want to do some research outside of this course to fully understand this genre. However, this course will not only give you an introduction to that genre, but it will also explain the importance of viewing genre in the context of emotional expectations. Are you ready? Then let's dive in.